You're listening to Casual Swim.
So Blackstreet, thanks for talking to Casual Swim. What's it like playing the Jazz Cafe? Have you been here before or?
No, we've never been here before. This is our third show, our last show here, which we're just as excited as the first one. You know what I mean? The audience have been amazing here. This country is amazing. Yeah. And we just learned that a lot of greats have performed here, like Stevie Wonder, Jill Scott, who else? The Roots.
Around in circles off of what be fuel. Living them lies, eventually believing it's true. A lot of people hear frauds, one could be you. It's outrageous and they just say nothing can save us. An ocean of brown fists and various flavors. A favor for a favor, man, this is the majors. Tell me what you would do with no phones or pages. No Kinko's, no FedEx, and no ATMs. What you gonna do when the police state begins? Well, it already began, but I guess it depends on what's really going on, what's happening. Huh? Military target practicing. They finna write another Patriot Act again. The days are short, the nights is long. The fight goes on, the pistols and the pipes are drawn. Come on.
We fight like Barbary guns inside of the corner. You might think that it's a waste of our time, and I think you would be right.
Since space and time, when every record ain't a record, just a shape behind. You know the stakes is high, we in the face of drama. That's why we can't shake it or escape the problem. It's like a game of roulette, the barrel revolving. They only wanna see us occupying a coffin. Mothers crying too often from their lost child leaving. From trying to get over, get under, get even. Get inside, getting it, getting dumb, getting greedy. We got to get it right, it's not about to be easy. Come on, best to pull your goggles up, it's about to get greasy. Believe it's on, long as we can still speak freely. The pages of my life are making hard to read me. I know my people hearing me holler if y'all need me. Word.
We fight like Barbary guns inside of the forefront. You might think that it's a waste of all the time, and I think you would be right till it dropped that line. In the middle of the night, we fight. Barbary guns inside of the former mind. You might think that it's a waste of all the time, and I think you would be right till it dropped that line.
Yeah, so I did in this very room, Farside, you guys, Slum Village. You guys are actually my first outsider hip hop buzz, but it's interesting. I guess this whole dichotomy between hip hop and R&B,
right?
Do you guys rep R&B or do you think it's part of the same world or like, well, what's your take on that?
I mean, we did a different style. It was, you know, like combination, you know, It's a combination of hip hop and R&B.
We called it heavy R&B.
Heavy R&B.
Yeah. Heavy R&B. Yeah, yeah. And how did that like come about? Like, was that an organic thing, or were you conscious about that from the start?
Yeah, it was organic. You know, being that we had one of the greatest producers produce the record, Teddy Riley. He his music, you know, kind of defined that New Jack Swing and kind of evolved when he was doing multiple albums on Black Street.
Clap, 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 clap.
If you need a fix.
Yeah. If you need a fix, baby.
And you say
it.
Black Street.
And you say, and you say, and you say.
Clap your hand, just clap your hand, just clap your hand, just clap.
Oh, sugar girl, you sexy thing. I like the way you swing. I always wanna be your lover. I always wanna be your lover. You can call me if you need a fix or two. Girl, you know how we do. I gotta get with you. You can hit me on the phone, dial my number, I'll be waiting. When I see you, we'll be anticipating. All I wanna do is drive you crazy, girl. If we can flow, baby, let's go.
Guess like you guys have been pretty influential in the game. What do you think about like the backstory to now, and then the state of play of, I guess, like contemporary R&B? Like, what would you claim to be contemporary R&B these days?
We mean the groups out that representing it.
Yeah.
Black Street, and then there's Black Street, and then there's Black Street.
Yeah. But I guess in the modern age, like you have, I don't know, like Frank Ocean. Would you claim him to be R&B or?
Yeah.
You know what? It's their style of music right now. You know that they're doing it, and I learned to respect them for what they do. You know, I just hope that they just continue to develop. You know, their talents and just go higher and higher.
Yeah, I mean we
they're talented, you know.
Yeah, I think what Levi was about to say, Bruno Mars, keeping it what it really is, you know. He's taking it back to where we kind of left off in the 90s and kind of put all of the genres together, you know.
Yeah,
he kind of
the new age of R&B, like for instance, her, you know, yes. Her, oh, Ella May. It's another girl. SZA is doing it.
Jasmine Lewis, I think what she's doing is amazing.
So yeah, this
yeah.
So I guess being R&Bers, was there ever like a time where the R&B and the hip hop world looked down at each other or saw differences or any clashes?
No, I don't believe it. I believe I think I said this in another interview, you know. It was a lot of when rap first came on the scene. You got to remember, you know, R&B has been here forever. So, you know, it was a lot of rap artists that wanted to be R&B. You know what I mean? That's where they kind of got their, because it was music, you know?
They got their music. Look, James Brown. When you listen, what's that funky beat? All that stuff, funky drummer came from James Brown, which is soul music, you know? Mm-hmm. So hip hop, sort of like a great marriage, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop, R&B, that marriage just works.
Pull back the cover. Shade. Good God, it's a raid. Cut out the lights and call the law. Cut out the lights and call the law. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law. Yeah.
got here. You don't have to do no sewing, brother. Just keep what you got. Don't turn it loose, cause it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. I got the holler. I said it's in my feet. Feels so sweet. It's in my shape. Good God. About to wipe me to death. It's in my shape. They're about to wipe me to death. It's in my shape. I walk the floor. I wanna walk the floor. One, two, three, four, get it.
When you guys play shows, are you happy to share the bill with hip hoppers or?
Oh no, because yeah, we you know, we had a lot of features of hip hop, you know, Dr. Dre, Foxy, Jay-Z. So, you know, they kind of, when once our album and our music and we putting it out, they wanted us featured on their records as well. So, we kind of it's all the same, man, you know.
Yeah, same world.
Great music with great artists.
I guess you talked about Dre earlier and you probably get asked this a lot, but like, What was it like on Interscope back in the day and kind of going through the motions with Dre and whatnot? What was that like?
Oh, it was great. You know, it was competitive because, you know, you had Dre when he was with Death Row on that side. And that's how really we got to collaborate. And we were all label mates, you know. We were only R&B group on Interscope, you know what I mean? So...
Play on, play that. Yo, Dre drop the verse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up girl.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, she knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Yeah.
my peeps, and we rose deep, flying first class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now I'm saying Cartier wooded frame, sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? High shows improves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me, and that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born, faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
no
diggity.
In full effect,
right.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent. Yeah, play on, play it,
play on, play it,
play on,
play on,
play on,
play on,
cause I like it.
I like
no diggity, no doubt. Yeah.
Black Street Productions,
we out,
right.
So what was that time like? Can you describe like that? That's, I don't want to talk about the retrospect so much, but
uh-huh.
What was that time like in your life and that kind of snippet of culture in a way?
It was a lot of more R&B groups out at that time back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And also that's when really, really rap was really booming. You had, you know, you had more prolific rappers like, you know, the Jay-Z, Biggie, Pac, you know,
Nas.
Those were... Exactly. Nah,
so a lot of lyricists then, you know.
Right. Right now, it's, you know, it's different, you know?
Yeah. I think the newer guys are, you know, they're different. You know, it's just a new style. You know, we have to embrace it and let them guys do their thing and see how it comes out, you know?
Definitely. I guess that's a good segue to the next questions, which is around, you guys have spanned generations and you've been doing your thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How do you create, like, a group that crosses generations and kind of like age spans,
like you make forever music.
Yeah,
good music.
Yeah,
good music.
And then that's undeniable from any perspective, is that? Yeah,
right.
I mean, when you have a hit song, you know, normally most hit songs, like he said, the you know forever music, it transcends, you know, genres. It transcends, you know, the different age groups and stuff. And one thing I think we need to do too as a culture and with R&B is so we gotta learn to embrace our music and not label it and be so quick to kick it to the curb, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because when we came up, we learned from the people in the 70s and the 80s,
right.
And we brought it to the 90s. But nowadays, like they call what we do old school, and to me, it's nothing old school about it. It's different.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why I call their music, you know, it's different. But the great hits are there, the songs are there, the great talent is there, the singing and the production.
Right.
And that's why we still can do that now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And because our fans love real music, that's what it's always been, man. You know, so that's why we're here 25 years later.
Doing your thing, baby. Do you think about like timelessness with your music?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. It's timeless. You know, like yeah, re-record No Diggity, and guess what? We get the same effects. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it's fresh. You know, that's because it can't be duplicated. That's a legendary song or that legendary record. You know what I mean? Those are timeless. That's timeless.
How does that?
No, I'm sorry.
How does that transcend into the production process? Like when you guys are making music. Can you talk us through a day in the life or a month in the life of producing an album or a record? Like, what does that look like?
Oh, man, well, you know, I'm not a producer, but I've been around one of the greatest producers to, I guess, kind of embrace that or what, or right, or what he does. And you know, Teddy did a whole lot, you know. We did 80, 85 records on on the second album. We did about 90 something records on the first one,
yeah.
First album. So, you know, he really goes in, and it's a long process.
So he's produced for some pretty big people.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure. Yeah.
Did he ever talk about some of his past experiences with artists?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure he does. I would think so. I would think someone has asked him that question.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, he's a really, really, you know, music. He's changed it.
Not taking nothing away from some of the new guys. A lot of guys use a lot of computers and stuff.
Mm.
And some of these guys, to me, they're missing something.
Yeah.
If you notice, some of the greater producers out here are guys that are really musicians. The Baby Faces, the Dr. Dre, exactly. Yeah. You know, right. And that gives them an edge.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? As opposed to like this kid, Eric Sheeran, what's his name? He's a musician. Yeah. I like what he does. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, I think the kids now today need to pick up some guitars and drums, and and it'll make their process longer.
As opposed, as opposed to just jumping on a computer and trying to...
Right, because you know, organic music lives. You know, the other stuff is more computerized. You know, and like I said, I don't want to take nothing away from it, because this is daytime and this is what they're doing. But, you know, music, you know, when you educate yourself with music, it expands your mind just like a new language would. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things that we did in the school system is to dumb down the music program and start offering music classes to the kids and singing. And, you know, that should be far-reaching. That should be a part. Everybody should, you know, be able to sing, whether you're a great singer or not, be able to participate in music, because it's mathematical. You know what I mean? It has all the elements. You know what I mean?
It teaches you a lot.
It does.
And I'm just surprised that the young kids that are coming up, because they're looking for real music. Like my 19-year-old daughter, she doesn't even listen to today's music of her age. Yeah. She's listening to Prince and Jill Scott you know, and Stevie Wonder. She's listening to those records. Like, you know what I mean?
Like stuff, and it's crazy. They be talking about Right On and all. I'm like, hey, what are you talking about?
And I caught her listening to Loves and Need. I said, you know, we did this record, right? She's like, what? So I had to put it in for her. She's like, oh, wow. That's a steep. Yeah, I said, yeah, that's what we're listening to. You know what I mean? It's all about authenticity of how, what you want, what you like. You know what I mean?
I guess talking about finding your voice and your position on like harmonies and whatnot, how do you guys go about creating a harmony? Like, is it a conscious thing, or like I don't know. When you talk to some genres of music, like indie artists or whatever, they've got a pretty strong harmony game. But how does harmony transcend into the R&B world for you guys as such?
I could say for myself, and I'm sure, I guess three of us, you know, we were on choirs and we've been in gospel groups. So that's kind of where we started with the, you know, in church, they teach you these separate harmonies, you know what I mean? Alto, right, tenor, you know what I mean? So, and you're the lead, so we...
So you guys were kind of, I guess, like classically trained in the church.
That's a gift. That is a gift from God, exactly. Yeah,
what about someone made over here? He's got a terrible voice. What, any tips for him?
Everyone has a voice. Listen, everyone has a voice.
And listen, and anybody can sing.
Yeah.
Now, and that's the point I was trying to make. Look. You know, you can sing when you're happy. You can sing when you're sad. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a great singer. Mm-hmm. Anybody can sing. Right. And so, you know, that's just a way of expression. Mm-hmm. So whether he has a great voice or not, you know, I've seen people that could not sing great. But they would, like, in church. And I'll never forget this. It was an old man that got up in church, and he just started singing an old hymn. And before you know it, everybody in there was crying, because this man was singing out of the depths of his heart.
Right, exactly.
And he wasn't doing all the runs. He wasn't even hitting all the right notes. But you could feel where he was coming from.
Exactly.
And so, bro, you might, whoever it is that you don't have a great voice, just sing out your heart. Mm-hmm. And appreciate the gift that God gave you. Anybody can sing.
And see, to just, right, and just to elaborate on what Mark says, this is... Teddy used to do us like that individual. Like, I sung on this song, Happy Home. Yo, I know these vocals weren't great at all. I was sick. But because of the vibe and the feel of the record, he just kept all the vocals. He said, this is it. I said, come on, man. I was sick. And don't you hear me? I say I'm hoarse right now. I said it on the record. You know what I mean?
So he kept the imperfections in a way,
right? Because the feeling, because
it wasn't,
right?
It depends on how you see. That's what I mean by a producer.
Right.
Like, you look at Quincy Jones. Like,
have you worked with him?
I've worked with Quincy Jones as well. You know, thank God. You know, and it was an opportunity I thank God for. But when you look at those guys, they're able to pick out what's great. And then they can take something that's not that great and make it great.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So what we might look at as an imperfection, that run wasn't just right, like I said, maybe that note wasn't just right, and maybe you hear some hoarseness, but somebody who got that gift can say, nah, man, that got soul. Or no, that got that vibe.
Right.
I'm going to keep that.
Exactly.
And so when you do that, you get magic. That's how you get magic a lot of times.
Exactly.
So you guys talk about this concept of hoarseness. Can you tell us what that is?
Well,
when your vocal cords are tired.
Exactly. That's
your
all
vocal
it
cords could be tired or swollen or injured in some way for over singing.
Just like you might hear some tonight.
Yeah. And it's perfection.
Right.
I guess you guys have reached pretty big heights in terms of winning awards and Grammy Awards and whatnot. What do you think about awards as a whole? Like, do they hinder or harm musicians? Like, can they make them prosper or can they, like, I guess, diminish their vibe? Like,
absolutely not. I think it's just a high accomplishment of what the industry is. And, you know, we love it. We love having a Grammy sitting at the house, you know, looking at it. And that lets us know we have done our job. And, you know, it speaks for itself.
But don't you think Grammys or certain awards are just dominated by a certain type of people that are stuck in an office that kind of give them out based on a set criteria?
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
but real music
it's political.
Speaks for
it's
itself.
It's political, but sometimes they get it right too. Yeah. Like they politicize a little bit, but then they give out real, you know, earned rewards as well. So
Okay, so I guess wrapping it up in terms of, like, are you guys excited for the future? Like, you energized about what's happening, or like going forward, are you gonna make more music and whatnot?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what we do when we get back home.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to get off the road so we can make time to really get in there and give the fans what they want. Is another real Black Street record.
Nice one. Last question is, I ask this to every artist, but how do you want Black Street's music to be remembered going back in time?
The way it is right now.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's prevailing, man. It's 25 years later.
Still banging.
Still banging.
Still banging. Black Street, thanks for talking to Casual Swim. Peace.